Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Jesus is going to come first. Then the tribulation period takes place, then the revelation of Jesus Christ, and then the millennium. And John wrote those things down. He saw those things. So I'm just amazed at these preachers who gets following. They get follow and they listen to these preachers, congregations, and just, let me go a little step farther. I'm amazed at that people that give money to preachers on TV. I'm amazed. That they'll give money to these preachers. They buy airplanes. You know what I'm talking about? Live in these big houses. It blows me away. Y'all think I'm stupid, don't you? I get there and it's, wow, how people are deceived. Let me get to the millennium. Let me get to that. Second point, Old Testament saints are resurrected at the end of the tribulation period and they enter to the millennium. Remember, very important, 1 Corinthians 15, every man in his own order. Talk about the resurrection. Everyone will be resurrected, but in their appointed time. The word order means appointed time. Our resurrection, of course, I'm not looking for a resurrection. I'm looking for the uppertaker, not the undertaker. I'm not looking to die. I'm looking for Jesus to come to me. But if our appointed time is when the dead in Christ shall rise and we which are alive shall remain shall be called up, that's the main harvest. But I won't get into all that, but you get the point. Every man in his own order. The Old Testament saints, they will get a resurrected body at the end of the tribulation period, along with those who had died, the saints during the tribulation period who were martyred, they will get their resurrected bodies, and we learned that. The third point, children will be born in the millennium. We talked about that two weeks ago, that people will enter to the millennium. Very important to remember, only saved people enter to the kingdom. Remember the judgment of the living nations. Archie told me something this week. He said, you need to watch something. It's called Create. I'm not going to tell you the name of it because you'll watch it. Okay? It's something about creation. It was really good. About Noah's, as it was in the days of Noah. And it's four parts. I watched the first two parts of it. And it's about an hour and a half each part. And the first one was very, very good about the creation and about the destruction in the days of Noah and the flood. And they use in Matthew 24, kind of a text verse, as it was in the days of Noah, so also shall be the coming of the Son of Man. Now, they were all messed up on their eschatology. And I've come to find out in the second part the reason they're all messed up, because these were Seventh-day Adventists. That's why I don't want you to watch this. That put together, it was really good about stuff. But anyway, they were messed up on their eschatology and all. As it was in the days of Noah, so also shall be the coming of the Son of Man. It's not talking about the rapture. It's talking about the revelation of Jesus Christ. That's where people, and we've talked about that. We've talked about it, and we've talked about it. People try to put Matthew 24 and 25 at the rapture. It's not the rapture. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ, because you see the judgment of the living nations where Jesus comes in all his glory and the angels go into the four corners of earth and he gathers the living human beings from the north, the south, the east, and the west, and he brings them to Jerusalem. It's called the judgment of the living nations. And he separates these living people who survived the tribulation. Jesus says, he separates them as the sheep from the goats. And the sheep are referenced to saved people. They enter to the millennium in their physical bodies. So only saved people enter to the kingdom. And these saved people enter to the kingdom in their physical bodies, and they will have children, and we learned that, and they will have children, and they will have children. Besides that, people will also die in the millennium. So during the millennium, people will be born, and people will die. Now, who is that will die in the millennium? unbelievers will die. And we looked at those verses. Only unbelievers will die. After that resurrection, when Jesus says there's resurrection of the just and the unjust, after that first resurrection of the just that ends at the tribulation period, there will be no more death for believers. Listen very closely. There will be no more death of believers after that. There'll be, because there's no more resurrection of the just, because there'll be no more death of believers. So from the millennium on, believers never die, even in their physical body. But people will die in the millennium. We see these verses. These will be unbelievers, Christ rejectors, those who refuse Christ during the millennium. They will be killed, and you see the verses in Isaiah 11:4, Isaiah 65:20, Acts chapter 3, verses 20 and 23. And then we finished up last time I was with you about Jesus himself will teach during the millennium. And we looked at those verses, and I wish I had time. But what a Sunday school lesson that would be. Every time I think about it, the very Word of God in the beginning was the Word, John 1:1. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Jesus himself is the Word. Can you imagine the Word teaching the written Word? And so during the millennium, Jesus himself will be a teacher. And we have so many verses. I gave you four or five verses. There was numerous verses where we're going to go to Jerusalem, and he's going to teach us things out of God's Word. So Jesus himself will teach in the millennium during that thousand-year reign. We learn that now. David will rule with Jesus. That's also in your notes, and that's what I want to start with this morning. David himself will rule with Jesus in the millennium. I won't read all the verses because time will get away from us this morning. But God made promises to David. And when I talk about David, I'm talking about David and Goliath, that David. You know, and David and Bathsheba. That David, that's in the Old Testament, that same David who sat upon the throne of Israel, who ruled for 40 years, that God made promises to him that you're going to rule with on your throne during the millennium. Isaiah, let's look at a couple of these, okay? Isaiah 23, verse number 5. Isaiah 23, verse number 5. This is kind of the jumping off place, and we'll learn a little bit more as we get into this. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall exercise judgment and judgment in the earth. Now, he mentions David. Now, specifically, he's speaking of Jesus here, but I wanted to give you just an idea here. Jesus is going to rule and reign during that thousand years of millennium. But David is going to reign with him, because we learn in Jeremiah chapter number 30, turn with me there, verses 7 through 9. Jesus himself will reign. We learn that in Jeremiah 23. But Jeremiah chapter number 30, look at verse number 7. Alas, for that day is great, for that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Again, this is speaking of the tribulation period, but there's people who are going to, that will survive the days of Jacob's trouble, the tribulation period, and they're going to be saved out of it. Now he's going to talk about the kingdom. And it shall come to pass that in that day, in the kingdom, those who survived the tribulation, those who were saved out of it, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from the neck and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves, but they shall serve the Lord their God, and David their king, who I will raise up unto them. So now God is making a promise to Israel. I'm going to raise up David. Not only is Jesus going to rule, David also is going to rule with you. Look in Ezekiel chapter number 34. Ezekiel chapter number 34, verses number 23 and 24.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.